This is Out and About in Canada, the podcast edition. Queen Tut is a film that is making its theatrical debut this week in theaters in Toronto and Vancouver. And on the line with me, I've got one of the stars of the film, Ryan Alley. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks. And, you know, I had the privilege of watching the film earlier this week. I watched it with my boyfriend. Absolutely loved the film. You know, what's the feeling like for you seeing, you know, your work on the big screen?
Oh, you know, it's very timely that we're having this conversation today, because last night was the first time that I got to see the film fully cut and on the big screen with an audience, which I think really informed how big of a deal this is and how exciting it is as well. It took me back to the first day that I realized that I was going to be part of this project. you know, because as an artist, a lot of the time when we're making the film, when we watch it, we get caught up on the things that happen behind the scenes and all that kind of stuff. And yesterday I finally got to see it with fresh eyes and hear people laugh and cry and react to it. So it was really, really special.
So tell our listeners a little bit about the film Queen Tut.
Yeah, so Queen Tut is sort of this coming-of-age story about a young Egyptian man who moves to Toronto from Cairo after the passing of his mother, and he moves there to live with his father. Now, in Toronto, he discovers the drag scene and the queer community through a trans drag mother played by Alexandra Billings. And, you know, he just finds himself discovering and realizing a lot more about himself a lot more quickly than he thought he was going to.
I gotta say, what was it like working across from Alexandra Billings?
Oh my God. It was just as magical and poetic and, honestly, something of a fairy tale in it, a very queer fairy tale.
Yeah.
In the best way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's a legend, and she is a mother. She is a teacher to a lot of people out there, and that was exactly what the experience felt like to be across from her on this movie.
Yeah, and one of the things that stuck out to me is, you know, there's so few times where you know, we get to see these stories, and for you know, to have a transgender character, to have you know, queer POC you know, on the screen, you know, as someone who's you know, in the community, what was your experience like being able to kind of show that you know, on screen in a character like that?
I mean, you're absolutely right, and this point came up a little bit in the Q&A last night at the premiere, where, you know, these stories don't get told often, whether we're referring to queer stories, especially, you know, Middle Eastern stories. Like, you know, this is a movie where Middle Eastern characters are in the lead, front row and center, and it just goes to show how universal these stories are and how individual they can be at the same time. There are so many of us out there. We all have our own story. We all have our different experiences. And it's important for, you know, more and more of these voices to be heard. And so for this movie to have been written, have been made, for Alexandra Billings, an activist in our community, a trans woman with so much history to share, for us to have been able to make this movie and now for it to be available theatrically and for people to be able to see it is such a miracle, to be honest. It's, you know, like, that's why I think we're wanting to make the most of it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, as another queer person of color, anytime that there's some differences between those two communities, and you see that a little bit in the film, and this interplay between culture, which a lot of times seems to come with religion, and how that matches up with the queer identity and community. It was definitely a really interesting story. Is that something that you've experienced in your own life, or seen some of those kind of the intersectionality?
Yeah, I mean, I'm I've been in Toronto for the last 7 years, and my family's in Montreal, and I feel like when I moved to Toronto, it was very much to have my own experience and to be able to see the world through my own eyes, because we all have an upbringing, we all have a background, and I think it's so important to be able to draw some sort of a line. Doesn't have to be a harsh line, but just to be like, where does my upbringing and my background, and then where do I begin? Like, what is my view of the world? And stories like that, I mean, even in Queen's Hut, you can see a lot of that where, Nabil, our main character, starts to find that he has his own view of the world, very separate from his father, very separate from the Coptic Church. And, there's a point in the movie, I think, that's very clear where he just, like, takes matters into his own hands and decides to start living it rather than just witnessing.
One of the things that I noticed, throughout the film, and it's actually in a build up to the very end, and not to give away the plot at all, but at the very end, when your character is dancing on the street with that group of friends in that community, you could finally see like Queen Tut, in her presence, right? And you can see a huge transformation in the character from the beginning of the film to finding that full voice. And I always find it interesting, some of the discussion around how costume and putting on whether it's makeup and drag, how that helps to put on an identity. How do you go through your acting process? Does some of that help? Does any of that resonate with you in the way you do go about your art and your identity?
Yeah, it's funny, as you were talking about that and the power of drag, I was thinking about how that relates to, before this movie I had never done drag, but acting is a big thing that, is very similar to that, where you put on a character and you suddenly are able to do things and allow yourself to do things that you might have not allowed yourself before because you're playing this character. And I felt a lot of that during Queen's Hut when Nabil finally puts on, starts playing with the makeup and starts playing with the clothes. You can really see him allowing himself a lot of risks that he doesn't out of drag anywhere else in the movie. But there's like little, a little bit of shade throwing or a little bit of humor that comes across a lot with a lot more confidence than any of the time that he's not in drag. I've definitely had a lot of moments where, I'm on this show called Sky Med, which is on CBC in Canada and then Paramount Plus outside of Canada. And then my character on that show, just to me, it feels like such a confident person. And there's been so many times in my life where in the last couple of years, I've tried to channel his energy in times where I didn't feel as confident. And it is sort of marvelous the amount of power that something like that can have. And then you add on the makeup and the costume, and it just creates such a heightened state of all of that. And what you said as well, I think it's so cool that when Nabil decides what his character is, it becomes its own thing. It becomes Queen Tut. He's not trying to copy anybody else. It's really just him deciding what he wants that to look like.
Do you have the opportunity to act as a gay character very often?
I think what I seek as an actor is very much universal stories. I like things that make sense because they're human. If I can portray queer voices and gay voices in a story that's very well told and that I can get behind 100%, then that's sort of, for me, the bar that I set for myself. It really goes for the story. But I have, yeah, my character on SkyMed is also queer, and then Nabil. And they're all different. That's the other thing that I like doing with acting, is all my characters are very different. And, you know, for a character to be gay does not mean that they're all the same way. They all have a different level of confidence, a different walk, a different, you know, like, way that they style themselves or carry themselves around and out and about in the world. I mean, you and I both know, you know, just being surrounded by people on a day-to-day, it's no one's the same. We're all individuals at the end of the day.
One of the things I found unique about Queen Tut was it didn't seem out of place for the language to change, that, you know, for example, in the scenes with Nabil and his father, or with the priest, it was it didn't seem out of character at all. It seemed very Canadian, actually, and it was always interesting to, you know, see films that set and portrayed, you know, Toronto as for an example. Looking back at some of the other work that you've done, what was the experience like on the Hummingbird project, and Selma Hayek and Alex Skarsgård, Jesse Eisenhower, what was that like?
Yeah, the Hummingbird project was an incredible step in my career. I think that was the first time I ever believed that I was on the right track and that I could make a career out of this. And it was fantastic. I mean, I got to act opposite Salma Hayek, who had been one of my acting heroes as a kid, just because of the fact that she had, a half Lebanese background. Like, just a simple fact, as simple as that, made me feel like, oh, maybe I could do this too. And so I think of the doors that were opening by, you know, putting Ryan Ali, in a capacity such as Queen Tut, and other opportunities I've gotten on SkyMed, for example. When I got cast on that, the character was open ethnicity. When I got cast in it in season two, and they elaborated that he's actually Syrian, and that now we have another Middle Eastern character on Canadian television. So things like that just excite me, and I feel like the Hummingbird project was the start of a lot of things, of those things specifically for me, career-wise and also on a personal level and all that kind of stuff. But it was a really cool film. I think it's available on Crave in Canada, if I'm not mistaken, and Kim Nguyen is this Quebecois director who's really, really great. And we had a great experience filming it. Those actors were terrific to work with.
That's awesome. I was reading in your bio that you started studying civil engineering. That's actually what I did in university as well.
Oh, no way.
what led you into acting?
Oh, my God. So I had always wanted to do acting. I went back to Syria for high school, which is originally where I'm from. I was also born there. And I didn't end up moving back to Canada until I was 18. And, I moved back with my parents, all that kind of stuff. And I wanted I had to choose something, you know. I think that's the way I was like, you know, I'm coming to Montreal. I have to choose something. It wasn't because I was passionate about it or anything, but it just made logical sense. I was really, really good at math and physics. And my dad was a civil engineer. And I thought there would be some sort of creativity involved. And I was kind of wrong. I think what I was trying to do was maybe architecture, but you know, I ended up doing civil engineering, and I at the same time took my first acting class ever. So I finally allowed myself to take a step in that childhood dream that somehow I had put aside for so long. And it was just a waterfall effect after that. It was just like, you know, one thing led to another. And at the same time as I was seeking this career in acting, it felt like it was sort of reaching out and meeting me in the middle. And, you know, when things like that happen in the universe, I think it's good to listen and observe and be observant and aware of that. And, you know, I decided to leave engineering and just put all my effort and my focus on acting. And I wouldn't be where I am today in my career had I not taken all those steps.
Awesome. And so for those of you who are just joining us, I have Ryan Alley on the line with me. He is one of the stars of the film Queen Tut, which is which has its theatrical debut this week here in Canada. Ryan, just to I'll close with a question, and I'll give you a couple moments to think about it. You know, why should our listeners go see this film and the impact that it can have? So I'll let you close with that. But while you think about that answer, just a little bit of info of where you can see the film. If you live in Toronto, you can see it at Cineplex Yonge and Dundas. If you are here in Vancouver, Cineplex International Village, right downtown, and Calgary as well. I missed Calgary. That's at the Eau Claire Market, and that's the theatrical debut actually tomorrow, February 23rd, for Queen Tut. So, Ryan, yeah, just in closing, the pitch to our listeners as to why they need to see this film.
Honestly, I'm gonna base it on just the audience reaction that we got yesterday in a full theater at the first screening of Queen Tut in Toronto, and there was everything. There was a lot of laughs, a lot of tears, a lot of awe. It was just everything, and it is a proudly Canadian film. Alexandra Billings came all the way from Los Angeles to Toronto just to film this because of how much she believed in this story. And honestly, it's in the theaters right now. I think it people going to watch it is so crucial for future funding avenues of other films in Canada. So if any of what we said so far has excited you, I would go to Cineplex.com and see what showings work for you and for your schedule. And, you know, tag us online, reach out to us, chat to us about the movie. I think we're all very excited about it.
That is awesome. So if any of our listeners want to follow you on social media, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I would do Instagram at RyanAlley23. I think Instagram is the one that I use the most. So, and I'm usually very responsive. If people have any thoughts about the movie, I'm always so happy to hear them.
That is awesome. And thank you very much, Ryan, for joining us.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the film, and looking forward to seeing more of you on screen, on the big screen and on the small screen.
Oh, thank you so, so much. Thank you.
You have been listening to Out and About in Canada, the podcast edition. Thank you very much to Ryan Alley for joining us on the show. As always, you can listen to us live on CFRO 100.5 FM, Vancouver's cooperative radio. You can check it live on the dial or through TuneIn or through the website, which is cooperadio.org. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast, and chat soon.